Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the big show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Today we will do a draft of our favorite Halloween candy. So if you love Halloween or candy or drafts, be here for that. Or come back later and check out the podcast. So we're here. It's early in the morning. Amy, you good?
Yeah, doing good. You?
I'm pretty good. How are you feeling?
Awesome.
Like health-wise?
Oh, I feel good.
Yeah.
My back is getting better. That's really my only ailment.
Yeah, and that's like a physical, like old person thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my butt is getting a little better.
Oh, good.
Since I tore it. It's just, I got to put ointment on it all the time. I had an injury. For those wondering, I had an injury. My inside of my butt got torn. My BH, as we call it. We're wanting to say what it is without actually saying what it is.
Right.
But it's healing on up. But I ask that mostly because they're like, okay, get ready for the cold and flu to hit people like crazy. Because now that we're out of summer and we're in fall, your chances of getting sick have gone up dramatically. Why do you think that is, Amy?
I don't know. The weather's changing?
Okay, a possible answer. Go ahead. Anybody else want to take a shot at this? When the temperature drops 10 to 15 degrees, you double your chances of getting sick. And the main reason is because you start to spend way more time indoors. Not so much that the weather's changing, like that's the direct, but when you're indoors, it increases your chances of getting sick. You tend to not breathe as much clean air. People pick up viruses in the fall, not from the weather itself, which is a common misconception, but from close proximity to others in confined areas, which is where colds and flus are like rabbits. They just multiply. So there you go. A little the more you know. How about that right there? Huh?
Da-da-da.
Thank you very much. So just don't touch your face, you know? That's what it comes down to. Like,
yeah.
Don't touch your face. If you can keep your hands off your face, you're going to be all right. So there you go. The more you know. I wonder when we play that the more you know clip, if kids even know what that is. Back in the day, kids listening right now, like this sound that you'll hear here, was something that they would do these PSAs, and celebrities would come on and go, hey, kids, if you do drugs, you're stupid. Da-da-da, the more you know. Or if you walk across the street and a car comes and you get hit, that'll hurt. The more you know. So there were these PSAs that they used to play. But anyway, that's that reference. You got that right, Amy?
Yes, totally.
Thank you.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Time for the Halloween candy draft. And just a little controversy to put in here. First of all, Morgan number two accuses Raymundo of always looking at her screen. Because Raymundo's behind Morgan number two in our studio. Raymundo, what do you have to say about that?
Well, it does make sense because I do go after her, but there's enough options of this stuff. Why would I need to copy her paper? I never cheated in school. I'm not cheating on a draft on a radio show.
Oh. Mm. Did you ever cheat in school, Amy?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay.
I mean, with people that knew it.
Elaborate.
I'm not copy people's homework when I wasn't supposed to. We'd meet on the second floor and everyone would trade it around and write down the right answer and be like, thank you. Yeah. I'm not saying it was smart because ultimately I wasn't learning the material. Did you ever cheat?
No.
Never.
No.
Of course, no, people were cheating off of him. He was the person that had the original that went around.
Right.
And then we were the people that took it from him.
True. They would. I would get
really? Not took, but paid you a dollar or something.
When I was 6th through 9th grade or so, I would sell homework $1 a page. But that's how I paid my lunch money for school. That's how sometimes I paid for gas.
Dang.
But here's what I would do. I would have to, sometimes the seniors would go, hey, I have to have this homework for whatever class. I didn't take the class. So I take their book home, learn it, do the homework, and then I would know it. It was great. I was making money and I was learning two of my favorite things.
You're so weird.
No, it was awesome. And it's how, that was my side hustle. And it was kind of my main, I was also having jobs. But okay, are we ready to go, everybody?
Yeah.
Ready.
Lunchbox is not here. He went home. So he cannot win, but he also cannot lose. So of the four people left in the draft today, there will be a winner and a loser. We ready to go, everybody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With the first pick in the Halloween candy draft, it is Morgan number two. Morgan number two, what is your first pick?
They only come out during Halloween time. This is a Reese's pumpkin. And they are the best things in the world.
A Reese's pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Huh. All right.
Raymundo.
Oh, don't doubt that one. That's
what is your
pick.
First guess? Your first pick, excuse me.
Definitely the OG here. Candy corn.
Yeah! Wow.
Ew.
Okay.
Bobby, are you next?
Yeah.
Can
what is happening right
on,
now?
Bitto Honey.
I can't believe my top ones are so helpful. I love Bitto Honey, by the way, but I know that America's not going to vote for that, so.
I mean, I'm going to go with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
You took mine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Amy?
Okay, fine. Reese's Cup's gone. I'm going to go with M&M's.
Solid pick. Okay. Solid pick. Normal?
Do I have to be specific?
Well, yeah.
Someone could take... Oh, well, I'll have to go with my personal favorite, which is peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's is our first pick.
Fun size, please.
You're right.
Okay, go ahead. Next up. Amy, you have the first pick of the second round.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I can't believe Ray went candy corn in the first round.
And Morgan number two went pumpkin Reese's.
Like, only like one state gets those for like a week.
Okay.
It's like the Filet-O-Fish or whatever, the McRib. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going, since this round I went like nutty and chocolatey. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Starburst for number two. Starbursts are amazing.
The two pack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
I have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm also going to go with Snickers now.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Of course.
I can't.
What's wrong with the rest of y'all?
Listen, I get that those are good, but that's not my truth.
I know. Be your truth.
Snickers are
pick celery. Pick celery next round. Please, pick celery.
Be your truth.
Snickers. Like, if I get a Snickers, I'm like, anybody want to trade this?
Can I get the stats where you are on this, too, by the way? Raymundo, you have the next pick. So far, you have candy corn. What will be your second round pick?
This is a good one. You'll like it. Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
Those are good.
Those are pretty good.
Why are y'all pronouncing it that way, too?
What do you say?
Reese's Pieces?
It's Reese's.
Reese's Pieces.
Like a piece of Reese's?
Reese's Pieces. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys.
All right. Morgan, number two.
I'm going to go with Twix.
Pretty solid.
Okay.
Okay, pretty solid there. All right. So far, Morgan number two has Reese's Pumpkin.
They are good.
Underestimating those.
I am, very much so.
You really are.
The Christmas tree, the egg, and the pumpkin, they're made differently.
But it's a buttercup in the shape of a pumpkin.
They're made differently.
Okay.
Reese's
Pumpkin and Twix. Okay, and now what are you going to go?
Oh, man. I don't know if I should go chocolate or like a candy.
Mm.
That's how I felt.
Do meat.
Oh, man.
The draft right now, if you're listening, is the Halloween candy draft. And how it works, as she's thinking, just like in fantasy football, whoever gets the first pick goes 1, 2, 3, 4. And then whoever gets the last pick goes first the next time. So now we're back to Morgan number two.
All right. I think I'm going to go with Nerds.
That's a pretty solid pick.
A good
pick.
One.
Yeah.
Pretty solid pick. Okay. Raymundo, you have candy corn and Reese's Pieces.
Go with another OG. Give me Almond Joy.
Oh, that goes in the trash, dude. That goes straight to the trash.
That's the one you give to your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one the kids don't want.
Right.
Wrong with
what
you.
What does that even have in it? I don't even know.
Coconut something.
Ugh. Coconut and chocolate candy do not go together.
Okay. Well, I have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Snickers. And for my third pick, I think I'm just going to go with Kit Kats.
Oh!
Solid.
How did that last in the third round?
I'm going to have to go Kit Kats. Amy, your final pick?
Butterfinger.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to go Kit Kat, but you took it, so fine. I feel good with peanut M&M's, Starburst, and Butterfinger. If I had that, if I knocked on somebody's door and they gave me that, I'd be like, yes, I love you.
Guys, you know what I still have from last year? Almond Joy and Butterfingers.
Oh, Butterfingers are amazing.
From last year.
What would you? Okay.
I'll just pick all of Bobby's. That's what I would go with.
Okay, here are our team. By the way, you have to vote for the best team. It's not just the number one pick. You have Morgan number two with Reese's Pumpkin, Twix, and Nerds. Raymundo has Candy Corn, Reese's Pieces, and Almond Joy. Hold on a second. There it is. I just vomited a little bit. Just a little bit. I have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Snickers, and Kit Kats. And Amy has Peanut M&M, Starburst, and Butterfinger. By the way, the standings, Morgan number two and Lunchbox both have 5 wins.
Lunchbox has 5 wins?
He won both last week. And then Amy and Raymundo have 3, and I'm in last place, and so is Eddie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're...
What do we have, one?
No, we have 2 each.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we have 2 each. All right, you can go vote at BobbyBones.com. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being a part of the team, and go vote for which. If you had to pick any 3 of these to be in your bag, you'd pick. All right, there we have it. That's our draft.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
The 6th grade girl in Virginia who said her classmates cut off her dreadlocks now admits that she made the whole story up. In other news, Facebook is testing an effort to hide the public like counter on posts in your newsfeed. They're doing this overseas in other countries. You may start to see it in the coming months. They're still undecided. And finally, in the NFL, only 3 teams remain undefeated: Patriots, Chiefs, and the 49ers. The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, today's October 1st, so it's already the first of the month, which is crazy. And here we are getting closer to the end of the year, too. I mean, Thanksgiving, 6 weeks away, Christmas.
Yeah, no, like Christmas is like
9 weeks away.
80-something days away.
Yeah, which is wild. So here we go. We're going to play the famous firsts game. So today's the first of the month. I have questions about famous firsts. Now, they start easy. They get a little harder. And I think I'll have everybody write their answer down. Okay? Pens out, folks.
Got it.
Question number one. Write your answer down. Who was the first man to walk on the moon? Who was the first man to walk on the moon? Famous first game.
I'm in.
In.
I'm in for the win.
All right, Amy?
Neil Armstrong.
Correct. Lunchbox?
My buddy Neil Armstrong.
Correct. Eddie?
That's Neil Armstrong.
Correct. Everybody stays in the game. All right, famous firsts. What's the first word of the Constitution?
I'm in for the win.
In.
Wow, everybody in strong. Amy.
We.
Correct. Lunchbox.
We.
Correct. Eddie.
We.
Yeah. Good. Who was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic? Famous firsts game. Who is the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic?
In.
In.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Amelia Earhart.
Correct. Lunchbox?
Amelia Earhart.
Correct. Eddie?
Amelia Earhart.
Wow.
Woo!
Nobody went with Amelia Bedelia, huh?
Did she die?
She went missing.
She got lost, yeah.
She might still be on some island somewhere.
I think time would have expired.
Well, they saw pictures of her.
Yeah. Who is the first face on Mount Rushmore? The famous first game.
Left to
Who's
right?
The first face on Mount Rushmore.
I need to go there. Dang it.
The first face on Mount Rushmore.
If I knew who's on Mount Rushmore.
I'm in.
What'd you call it? Mount Rushmore?
I don't know who's on there. I'm in for the win.
All right, Amy.
George Washington.
Lunchbox?
George Washington.
Eddie?
It would only make sense that it's George Washington.
The answer is George Washington.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Let's get a little harder here. This is all about famous firsts because today's October 1st. What is the First Amendment? You often hear it spoken about.
Oh my gosh, that's my
What's favorite. The First Amendment?
Second.
I'm in.
Oh.
No whispering?
No. Is that the
She was whispering to herself.
I know.
I'm in for the win.
Amy, the First Amendment, are you in?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Freedom of speech.
Lunchbox?
Guys, it's freedom of speech.
Eddie?
Freedom of speech.
Woo!
You're
Woo!
All correct. Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Boy, okay. You can't stump you guys, huh? All right.
We're smart.
Yeah, we sailed through the 5th grade.
Jay-Z and Beyonce's first kid's name.
Uh-huh.
They got some kids.
Yeah.
What's the name of their first kid?
I'm in.
In.
I think.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Blue Ivy.
Lunchbox?
Ivy.
Eddie?
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy is the answer. Amy and Eddie, you are correct.
Yeah!
Blue Ivy is the answer. All right, you two are still in it. Here we go. The first assassinated president.
Oh, the first.
Like, assassinated and died?
I believe that is part of assassination. Yes.
There's attempted assassination.
Yeah, I didn't
right?
say first attempted. First assassinated president.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm sure it was somebody before this, but okay, I'm in.
Amy?
Lincoln.
Eddie?
Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, dang it.
The answer is Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, boom.
No way.
And Amy is your winner there. There we go.
Good win, Amy.
What do you want to say, Amy? You won another game.
Feels good. Starting off October strong.
Hey, so if I would have asked you, what was the first cloned animal, Amy?
Oh, a lamb or a sheep or something.
A sheep? That would be Dolly. What would you say that was the first state, Amy, if you had to pick a state?
I don't know.
First state.
Pennsylvania?
No, Delaware.
Wow.
Which, by the way, Eddie and I will be there this weekend. It's a great segue into the Raging Idiots.
That's right.
In Wilmington, Delaware. If there are any tickets left at all in that theater, we will be there Saturday night. There we go. Everybody good? Everybody all caught up?
Good.
Yeah.
All right. It's the first of the month, everybody. Before you know it, it's New Year's, and you're making resolutions again that you probably won't live up to yet again.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like yesterday we were doing that. Good. Bobby
Bones. All right, we'll do some easy trivia. These questions are so simple, anybody can get them. Amy, Lunchbox, our video producer, Eddie, our social media and digital girl, Morgan number two. Are you ready to play, everybody? Easy trivia.
Yeah.
Ready.
Question number one, Amy.
Yes.
What type of fruit is credited with inspiring Newton to write the laws of gravity?
Huh?
Oh, love it.
What?
Great question.
What type of fruit is associated with Sir Isaac Newton? Just do that.
Probably a fig Newton. Fig.
Oh, that's not right?
No.
That's not
is
right.
Is it an apple? Oh.
The apple fell on his
okay,
head.
Okay, because gravity. The apple
I
fell.
I thought it was a fig, too.
I thought apple, but then fig Newton tricked me. Like, I literally thought apple. Ah!
Wow.
I'm such a dumb. And I'm like, well, why do they call it a fig Newton? They don't call it an apple Newton.
Well, you are eliminated,
wow.
Amy, in the first round.
I don't think I've
round.
Been eliminated in the first round in a long time.
Wow. Easy trivia. Lunchbox, what's the hard stuff white elephant tusks are made of?
What? That's easy.
Do you know it, Amy?
Yes, because...
Don't
tell him.
What's the hard stuff that white elephant tusks are made of?
Oh, man.
Fig Newton?
No, you know what?
Keebler elf.
I think they call them ivory tusks. So I'm going to say ivory.
Yes!
Correct.
That's why when they play the piano, they say tickle the ivories.
That's true. Eddie, easy trivia. Which famous ocean liner sank in 1912?
Love it. That's the Titanic.
Correct. Morgan, number two. What's the nickname for the bell of the clock at the Palace of Westminster in London? Read it again.
What?
What's the nickname for the big bell clock in London? Very famous landmark. Is that not easy?
No.
You kind of gave her a hint.
I don't know.
What's the nickname for the bell of the clock at the Palace of Westminster in London?
The Bell Tower?
That would be a terrible name.
Right.
Solid.
I'm going to go with
that's a guess.
The thing made of bricks.
I have no idea. You did give a one hint in there.
What did I say?
When you said big, because it's Big Ben.
Oh, what? Big Ben.
B-E-N?
Yeah, Ben.
Oh. Big Ben. Maybe easy trivia is getting a little harder, or we're all getting dumber.
I mean, Amy's was the hardest.
Okay.
Tricked by food.
Lunchbox and Eddie are still in
this. Yeah.
Lunchbox, what continent is the country of Egypt found? Easy trivia.
Blank face and.
Talk it out. Mm. What continents is it not?
Well, it's not North America.
That is correct.
It's not Africa.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you didn't hit ding. Oh,
you can say whatever you want.
No. Now you got me thinking.
Well,
man.
No, the button wasn't working.
No, the button was working.
Man, you got
I just
me.
Messed with his head a little bit.
Oh, working. Man.
Messed with his head a little bit.
See, you can't do that. Now I think it's Africa, but is that right?
Would I be so progressive in knowing what you're going to do to mess with you in that way?
Well, because I said North America and you hit ding, ding, ding.
Well, we all know it's not obvious. North America. Not
and then I said us. Africa and you don't hit anything.
But, like, so what are you debating? If it's not Africa, what is it?
Oh, my God. I mean,
What?
Look at, I mean, there are a lot of continents.
What's the continent that Egypt's found? He's his head is down.
He's serious.
I mean, I have no idea where Egypt is. I thought the Egypt maybe was in the Middle East, though. Oh, God. Egypt. Man, if I was going to go to Egypt, where would I go?
You'd book your ticket to what continent?
Oh, man.
I need an answer in 5 seconds.
Man, I don't know if you're just screwing with me. I'll just go with Africa because you didn't ding and you made me. Now I'm just all over the place.
What is your answer?
Africa.
Show me Africa.
Yes! 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 Oh, yeah! I thought it was Asia.
He's dead serious.
I was!
Eddie, how many rings make up the symbol of the Olympic Games?
This is tough. Can I draw it out?
Yeah. How many rings make up the symbol of the Olympic Games?
Oh, how many of the colors?
I don't know. I think I went too many.
Morgan, everybody's laughing hard at the drawing.
There's a bunch of circles on there. And well, they're rings.
Go ahead.
That looks like too many. Oh, crap. This is harder than I thought.
How many rings, Eddie?
4 on the top, 3 on the bottom. That's too many. That's 7. I'm going to go -2. 5. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Yeah!
And they're not on top and bottom. They're all connected. It's just one.
No. Top, bottom. Show me
your rings.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some are higher than others.
Yeah.
But I don't know about top. They're all connected.
Yeah. They're all connected.
Okay, well, you're both still in it. Lunchbox, what's the protective outer layer of the human eye called?
Oh, yeah, I know that. Because if you scratch it, you're hurting. It's the cornea.
Wow. Solid. Eddie.
Come on.
What state was the 50th state to join the United States?
What, is that easy?
No, I don't know it. I just looked at you like...
I mean, it's either Alaska or Hawaii. I feel like Hawaii is younger than Alaska. I don't remember when we got Alaska. So I'm going to go with Hawaii. Oh my gosh.
Lunchbox, who invented the modern day car in the U.S.? Who invented the car?
Oh, man. That's my boy, Henry T. Ford.
I don't know if T is right.
I tried to be off.
I was hoping you'd be like Chevy Chase.
No, I didn't know that guy
Chevy
did
Chase. Fig Newton. Eddie, what's the first book of the Bible?
Yeah, it's Genesis.
I would never got that.
I try to act confident about that, but...
Lunchbox, what's the last name of flying pioneers, Orville and Wilbur?
Come on.
Orville.
And Wilbur.
Redenbacher.
I knew he was going to say Redenbacher.
That's it, right?
No, wait.
No, that's your answer.
No.
That's your answer.
Talking out all the
you
time.
You were talking it out. You guessed it.
You guessed it.
Oh, that was his guess. Okay. Everybody thought that was his guess.
What is the answer then? If you know it's fine. Calm down.
Go. If you know it, what is it?
Exactly.
Hold on. You guys let me talk it out.
Redenbacher. He wasn't talking it out. He was guessing it.
Redenbacher.
All right, go. Whatever.
5 seconds. What do you think it is?
Orwell.
We gave you two chances.
He did guess Redenbacher. He did guess Redenbacher, but we gave him a shot. It's Orville and Wilbur.
Can't be mad over that.
The Wright brothers.
Yes, that's correct. Mm. Eddie, for the win.
Come on.
A group of lions is called a...
A den.
Oh, no!
Yeah!
It's a pride.
A pack.
No.
Lunchbox.
It's a what? A pride?
Pride. Dang. What's the name of the vehicle that Scooby-Doo and his friends travel around in?
The Mystery Machine? Yeah, there's one in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, someone drives it.
If you suffer from arachnophobia, what animal are you scared of?
Spiders.
Lunchbox, chug, 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 puff, 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 is what famous book?
What?
Chug, 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 puff, 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 is what famous book? That's how it begins.
Puff, puff, puff. Think about it.
Oh, The Magic Dragon.
Oh, no, Puff the Magic Dragon, no. Eddie,
I don't know.
Do you know
one.
The answer to that, though?
Is it...
Thomas?
Thomas the Train? I think I can.
The Little Engine That Could. Yes, it's the right book. Eddie, for the win.
Come on, here we go.
What character lives in a trash can on Sesame Street?
Wait. Get out of here.
That's Grover.
You idiot. That's Oscar the Grouch.
Dang it.
I can't believe that.
Dang
I thought that was the easiest question of the whole tournament.
Oh.
It's not a tournament, but okay. That was
a 10-minute segment. All right.
Okay, now, quick.
Speed round.
Come on.
Just buzz in your name when you know it. We gotta have a winner. Who painted? Eddie.
Picasso.
Go.
So dumb. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
He doesn't know it.
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
I don't know.
All right, here we go.
It's Michelangelo.
Dang it! I didn't know he was a painter.
Okay. I think I have one question left. It's a very final question. Make sure I didn't miss any. All right, this is it. Last question.
Yeah.
In the famous nursery rhyme, who came tumbling down
Lunchbox! Humpty Dumpty!
Love it.
I
don't know.
Love it.
Well, come on. Just a question.
Let's finish
In the famous nursery rhyme, who came tumbling down the hill after getting some water?
Jack and Jill. Wait.
Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah!
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
Jack fell down,
broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after.
Yeah. Not Jack and Jill.
No, but
Jack and Jill.
Okay.
No, only one fell down.
Who came tumbling down the hill? Jack fell down and broke his crown.
Yeah.
But he didn't come tumbling down.
Yes, Jack fell down and Jill came tumbling after. That's
I have
the
no
answer.
Clue.
You are the winner, Jack.
Jack and Jill.
The official winner, Lunchbox thing.
No, I mean.
Who came tumbling down the hill? Yeah, there you go.
Who came tumbling down the hill?
Yeah.
Technically Jill, but.
Jack.
Yeah. Wow.
And Jack first.
Nice.
It actually doesn't say if Jack, we just assume Jack did, because Jill came tumbling after, so that means after him.
Yeah. Right. It
doesn't matter, Eddie, you're the winner.
Thank you both. Thank you. Hey, these questions weren't that easy.
And Amy went out of Fig Newton. All right, that was a long segment. We hope you guys stuck with us.
Dumb.
Easy on yourself.
Wow.
All right, thank you.
Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Blake Shelton has a new album coming on December 13th. It's called Fully Loaded God's Country, which will have 5 brand new songs. Tim McGraw and Shy Carter's song Way Down is officially out today. Here's a clip. Way down, way down, way down, way down, way down, way down, way down. Way down, way down, way down, way down, way down, way down, way down. Florida Georgia Line scored 3 ACM Decade Awards. They got their first ever ACM Breakout Artist of the Decade Award, ACM Single of the Decade Award for their song Cruise, and ACM Music Event of the Decade Award for Meant to Be with Bebe Rexha. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to Bob Moulton. He's the CEO of a company in North Carolina, and he remembers the struggles that he had in high school to afford musical instruments. So he's kind of dedicated some of his success to giving back to schools and students. He not only donates cash, but he donates instruments. Most recently, 100 instruments to a high school in his area, then a check for $2,000. But I mean, overall, if you add up what he's done over the years, 3,800 instruments and like $68,000 worth of stuff. And he just doesn't want to see kids struggle for arts, for music. And it's an important part of school.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, it definitely makes me think how you've done things like similar for mountain
pine.
Sports.
Yeah, I didn't do music. I couldn't afford an instrument. Oddly, ironically, I couldn't afford an instrument. I would have got in band. But I was like, our football team. Now, I've paid for all our football uniforms. And then the basketball shoes.
Right.
Which I haven't paid for this year. They haven't hit me up.
Well, don't wait for them to hit you up. Just you hit them up.
Hmm.
It's really hard for them to hit you up.
No, I mean, we have a thing now.
Oh, okay.
Where I'm like, I take care of all the basketball team shoes because when I was a kid, I couldn't afford to play on the basketball team because I couldn't afford the shoes. And I buy everybody's shoes because I don't want any one kid to get shoes bought for them and feel like they're the one that had to get the charity shoes.
Yeah.
Because I was always that kid. Mm-hmm. So let me just cover everybody's. And I've got some success now. I love to pay it back. And so, yeah. And I like what that guy's doing. I think everybody should kind of look toward things to help out.
If you can.
From
and for
when
him,
people help them.
For you, it was sports. For mm-hmm. him, it was music. And then that way.
What's his name?
His name is Bob Moulton.
Maybe it's just a Bobby thing. Will I ever be Bob? I don't want to be Bob.
No, I don't think
okay, good.
So.
All right, just making sure. All right, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show. Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Greenfield, Wisconsin. A 39-year-old man walks into Best Buy, grabs a PS4, grabs some video games, goes up to the cash register and tries to pay with a credit card. Only problem is he pays with a credit card with the name Charles, and right there on his shirt it says Frank. And the cashier goes, "Huh, is this your credit card? I need to call my manager over, Frank." And Frank starts freaking out, runs out of the store. They write his license plate down. It was a stolen credit card. Oh.
Mm. Yeah, kind of a dummy to wear a name on a shirt, right?
Mm-hmm, totally.
That being said, there are a lot of people that wear shirts with names on them because they just like the shirt.
True. Like, they got it at a thrift store.
Yeah, kind of a baller move by that person working the register to go, let me call my manager. Because if they don't freak out, you just believe them. But if they do freak out, you're like, yep, caught you red-handed. Citizen's arrest. That's what I do. Best Buy arrest.
Yeah.
Do you call the Best Buy security team or do you call the cops?
I think you call the Geek Squad.
Oh, no. Okay.
Whatever protocol is, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, here's how the game works. I will read you the first line to a famous Garth Brooks song. All you have to do is give me the title of the song. Amy, it's me and you.
Okay.
You're going to try this. Here we go. Example, Blame It All on My Roots.
Oh, my God.
Stop. Blame it. Friends in Low Places.
Right. Take your time. Take your time.
Sorry, I felt so much pressure.
Friends in Low
Okay, ready. These are all Garth Brooks songs.
Okay.
Just name the song by the first line. I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. Calling Baton Rouge.
Correct. Nice. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
I was feeling the blues. Let's turn the music down. That messes with her head on these because I can see her get angry at the music.
Thank you.
All right. I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on TV.
And I started thinking, baby, you'll never hear me complain. Friends in Low Places.
What on earth?
Wait, did you just do that
again? She transitioned hard.
Yeah.
Wait, did I make
I never heard it sung like that.
Then, this one. Wait. I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news.
Two pina coladas.
When this fella came on TV. Yeah,
two pina coladas. I know, I was wondering why you would do that one twice.
Okay, let's do one more. Ready? Yeah. I'll try to read it and not the how the song goes.
Okay.
3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town.
3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight.
Go ahead.
City's looking like a ghost town on a moon summer night.
Come on. What is that song?
Thunder rolls. Thunder rolls.
Thunder rolls. There it is. Yeah. There she is. There it is. All right, good. You did good. That was just a little something here because I saw this story in the news. There's a British radio guy who became a Guinness World Record holder when he was able to identify 27 Taylor Swift songs from their first lyric in the span of a minute.
Wow.
So what happens is, and we have a clip of this guy doing this. Hit that for me.
Loving him is like driving
Red.
A Maserati. There's glyph from a floor.
New Year's Day.
My castle crumbled overnight.
Call it what you want.
He was the best of times.
Getaway car.
State the obvious.
Pictures of burn.
Because baby, now we got
bad blood.
I'm so glad you made time to see me.
Back to December.
I never trust a narcissist.
Pass.
Hit the ground.
Sweeter than the
thick. So here's
this guy. Wow, they're just like rattling off. Like
it's like the game we played, except you would have just got one. So what happened, though, is he felt like he was pretty good at it, but then he went home and studied. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So a British radio host became a Guinness World Record holder when he was able to identify 27 Taylor Swift songs by their first lyrics in 1 minute. He hosts an afternoon show on Fun Kids Radio. And so someone read the lyrics aloud, and he blurted out the song titles. And he listened to the singer's catalog and repeat for a month to prepare for the record attempt.
Oh, wow. Well, you could do this.
Not with Taylor songs.
You maybe like 90s country? Maybe?
90s country has a lot of songs.
Possibly, though. But if I know it, though, I know it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I can do 27. Can I have a day? I'm not ready to do this today. Can I have a day, though?
Well, this guy had a month.
Well, this guy took a month. Yeah.
But I'm not going to go listen to wait a month for me to...
And you need an artist, so which artist would you pick?
No, I would just do 90s country. That's
oh, my gosh.
That's a category she recommends.
Woo!
It's a lot of songs.
Well, Bones. a 27 catalog, though.
Like it would be like 90s hits.
Okay.
Like 90s anything. Number ones.
Maybe. 90s hit. Okay.
90s hits.
So tomorrow at this time.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll do 90s hits. Are you going to read it or are you going to have somebody else do it?
I'll read it.
Oh.
What?
You got to do it like that guy, though.
What? You act like I can't read.
I know.
He's not acting.
Okay. Tomorrow at this time.
Okay.
You're going to prepare the songs?
Yeah.
Or you want Mike D to do it?
I'd let it be a Mike D production.
Okay.
Because then if it's bad, it's not on me.
Okay, so tomorrow, a Mike D special.
Oh, yeah.
A Mike D special.
Mike D, you going to do this? Prepare, and we'll see how many 90s country songs I can get from the first of the lyric.
Wow.
Okay, in 60 seconds. What do you think I can do, Eddie? In one day's practice.
I think you can do maybe 10.
Okay. Morgan, number two?
I'm going 11.
How many did that guy get?
27.
Yeah, yeah. I got you at least like
in a minute.
The start of all those songs, Bones? I don't know.
18. I have you at 18.
Choruses, you'll nail it.
Hey, Raymundo, what's the over-under from Vegas?
I'd say it's 12.
You think the over-under's 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'll bet the farm on the under.
Okay, who believes in you?
Okay, tomorrow morning, we'll do this, okay?
Okay.
They have to be hits, though.
Right.
Because I'm going to spend tonight actually looking at this stuff, okay? Feel good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, Bones.
All right. Bobby Bones Show. Last week on the show, Morgan number two, our head of digital, she's 25 years old, lives in a house, new house.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just getting to know your neighbors, but some guy knocked on your door.
Yeah, and he was like selling something.
Which, by the way, was weird you'd even open the door. Somebody knocks on my door, I don't open the door. Did you look? Do you have a camera or anything?
I do, but I was like standing right in the middle, so he saw me, so there wasn't really a way of getting out of that.
You open the door, and what does he say?
And he's like selling some, what I thought was insurance. And he was just like talking about it, and I was just kind of not really paying attention, and I immediately recognized that he was super cute. We'll come to find out he's a financial advisor, so he was like helping the new business of that he had like started in the area. So they were like getting to know the community, I guess.
So he's out door to door hustling.
Yes.
Okay, and you don't care anything about that. You just wanted to be like, what's up?
Yes.
And so how did you find his number?
He had given me a card when he was there. And so I had his cell phone number on there.
Did you do any sort of digital stalking?
I did. I went on Facebook, found out that he's my age and he's single. Those were like the two big things that I needed to find out.
Okay.
And pretty clean. There wasn't a lot that I found on him. So
no record.
You know, don't think he's a bad person.
Okay. The next move? Do you message him on Facebook or do you hit him on text?
I texted him.
Okay, now will you read us what you texted him exactly?
Yes.
Okay, I like this. Vulnerability right here. Yeah. We need to be vulnerable. Okay, go ahead.
So I said, hi, blank. This is Morgan. You had come by my house a few days ago. I'm fine on the whole financial side of things, and it's so not like me to do this, but I wanted to reach out to see if you'd be interested in getting a drink sometime.
Oh, wow. Totally fine.
All right, all right. All right, wait, I'm sorry. We were yelling.
Totally fine if not.
Oh, yeah. You threw that out there. Totally fine if not.
Yes.
Okay. And so how long did he respond immediately?
No, it was about an hour and a half later.
Okay.
And he goes, ha, ha, ha. Hey, Morgan. No worries on the financial side. I understand at the end of the day, we're still young and broke. Laughing face.
Funny. That's a pretty good line, though. Got to be honest. It's a pretty good line and self-deprecating. Wait, you don't like that one?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, I thought it was pretty good. Amy, you?
No, good.
Okay, go ahead.
And then he goes, but yeah, maybe we can grab a drink sometime. So I responded and I said, great. Just let me know when you're free. And then, like, the conversation continued a little bit, and he's like, let me know when you're off this week, and we kind of went back in schedule, so we're probably going to be getting a drink this week.
Wow. Wow. You went hard. That's good. Are you guys following each other on Instagram?
No.
Did he ask for your handle?
He didn't.
Do you call it a handle? Are you on a CB, Meemaw, or what?
What do you say?
Hey, insurance guy, what's your 20? We're just trying to get your handle over here.
Okay. Over and out.
I'm doing a nickel down the highway.
So how does he know what she looks like?
Because he probably remembers going to her house.
Did he? Or did you have to remind him?
I mean, I just said you had come by my house. I didn't like say, hey, I was blonde. I had a dog. I didn't like give any factors away.
That's true. What if he thinks you're another house?
I guess he could. I mean, he did write like, so before I had sent this text, I think I might have gotten this. He did put something in my mail that was like a thank you for talking to him. So he did leave that, but I don't know if that happened before or after I sent the text. So there's that in there too. So he at least like kind of knows who I was. He had some familiar like with my name. Mm. So I don't know.
All right.
He could think some, you know, older lady's going to show up to this day and it could be really awkward.
He doesn't know.
I think That's he does. True. He you has think so? To. I would say, I would lean yes, he knows. Good for you. And good for you for just putting it out there.
Yeah. It was very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, of course it is.
Especially that hour and a half.
But that's what a guy, if I can just shift this a minute, that's what a guy feels like every time he has to ask somebody out. Every time. I hate it. It's the worst.
Once they say yes to Bobby, he just waits right up until the date to communicate with them again.
That's not true, Amy. We said yes to the date. And then a week later, on the Friday, I said, hey, we're still good on Tuesday, right? Yes, we are. And then on Tuesday, I just expected for us to both be on the date. I'm done. Anyway, let us know how it goes. Good for you.
I
think you deserve an applause there for putting yourself out there.
Thank you.
Did you tell your therapist about this?
I haven't yet. I haven't seen her since, but she may not be proud of me. I don't really know anything about this guy. I got so many tweets that people were like, this is going to be like a you or like a dear, what is that? The
Netflix
Dirty John situation. Yikes. And we're going to find out about this. I was like, okay, well, now you guys are scaring me that something bad's going to happen to me.
What celebrity does he look like?
I don't know. Wait, Eddie, you saw him. I showed you a picture of him.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh.
Because we got to name him, but let's name him after what celebrity he looks like. Pull up a picture for Eddie over there.
Like brown hair, blonde hair, black hair.
By the way, we'll come.
Brown hair.
Don't forget, this weekend, Eddie and I will be out in, I'm just doing a time filler, Wilmington, Delaware, Raging Idiots in Wilmington, RagingIdiots.com if you want to come. It's a comedy and music. Oh, Amy's going over to the table now too to look. I'm also curious, but I would say
Channing Tatum.
Oh, okay. Amy?
We can call him Channing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go with that. Or so, who's the other guy, the Avenger, the bow and arrow guy?
Who's Dang, that, he's that girl good looking? He's with? That's his What's mom. His,
oh, Jeremy Renner.
Wow. Is his mom hot? Can you imagine?
you double date?
I'm with the mom. Okay. So we'll call him Money Man, Channing the Money Man.
Oh,
Channing.
Or Magic Mike.
Oh, Magic Mike. We'll call him Magic Mike.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let us know when you and Magic Mike get back together.
I will.
Right, for a drink. All right, that's a good update, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody good on that?
Yep.
Yeah. The
Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, this is really hard to convince me of this, but I mean, it does make sense. But if you see a spider in your house, you shouldn't kill it.
I try not to kill bugs.
I know. Well, but I don't want a spider around, so my first thing is I got to get rid of it, and I'm going to kill it. But really, if you don't want it in your home, first of all, it's just good for the ecosystem of your home.
Ask it nicely. Dear spider.
Dear spider.
Would you kindly leave?
Could you please go? No. But if you don't want to let it just dwell and do its thing, because it is taking care of business that you don't know about, it could be eating other spiders. It
or
could
bugs.
Be either the bugs. Oh, or wow. Like, you know, it's just part of the thing. If you don't want him to be doing the thing in your house, then you can put him in a jar and let him go outside and he can find a new place to go do his thing. You don't have to smush it. Because I always want to smush. But yeah, you shouldn't kill the spider in your home. And this comes from an entomologist.
He could be, you know, making a web for a pig.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Saving a pig's life.
Something.
Like writing things like some pig.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Do you guys ever read Charlotte's Web?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Wilbur.
Yeah, that's a baller book. Back in the day when I was a kid, I was like, this book is so good. All right, what else, Amy?
So Spirit Halloween stores in Albuquerque, New Mexico are under fire for a costume that some are calling racist. It's called the Mexican Man, and it's
Let's bring Eddie
whoa,
in for
whoa,
this one.
Whoa,
Eddie,
whoa.
You're going to be, like on CNN, they'll bring in experts, correspondents.
Yeah.
We're going to come to you for this one. Go ahead.
All right, let me hear it. So what does it look like?
Well, he comes with a polyester poncho and what Spirit Halloween's website describes as a hilarious black mustache. Poncho. Oh, no. Some ponchos included.
Yeah.
Sombrero is not
included. Interesting. Okay.
Is that it?
That's it. And the name of the costume is Mexican Man.
Okay. Eddie.
Guys, I don't see a problem with it. As long as you're not, you know, doing the brown makeup.
But they say, here's what somebody else says. When someone dresses up as a member of a culture that isn't their own, particularly in an exaggerated or humorous way, it can be hurtful.
Okay. But I will combat that opinion with, when you dress up like a cowboy, like, what are you? You're like being racist towards cowboys?
Well,
cowboys can be lots of different races. They're not just white.
Oh, I thought they were
white. Well, even by the way, guys, Mexican man doesn't have to be like Hispanic.
Correct.
Or Spanish.
It's a country.
It can be a white person living in Mexico.
Boom.
So I'm saying, what if you did Frenchman?
Ooh.
I mean, is that racist if you put a little beret on them with a little mustache?
I don't think so.
Mexican to me sounds like country man, that from that country more than a race.
I agree.
Like if you were going to do German man and you were super white and you ate bratwurst.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know. They're... As long as you don't paint your face.
That's what I'm saying.
And if Eddie's with me on this.
I'm good with it.
Because Mexico can actually mean the country. If you had American man.
Yeah.
And you put them in, they had a bunch of McDonald's in their hands.
Oh, yeah, or hot dogs.
Yeah, and then some pie, and they wore an American flag on them. That's not racist. That's America, man.
There's no problem with that.
That's Captain America.
Right.
Okay. We've exhausted this.
Okay.
Amy, what else?
Well, surprisingly, a large number of people have legit ended relationships over chores. So this is just something, like, I read this and I'm like, okay, we need to be communicating because you don't want to end your relationship over cleaning.
Sounds to me like the relationship already had some bad problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's a happy relationship that goes, you didn't put the right dish on top, divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or maybe you didn't know how messy they were, and then once you're, like, under the same roof, you start to figure some stuff out. But
that's not a chore thing. That's a much deeper issue than figuring stuff out when you finally live together.
What?
Like that's
if
not
they're messy?
That's not just about chores though. Like if you don't know something until you move in together, that's much deeper than just not doing a chore.
Yeah. Like my husband and I have been married for 12 years now and I can't get the guy to close drawers. Can't get it. Nope. Pulls a t-shirt out, leaves the drawer open. I do not understand. It blows my mind. He also doesn't really make the bed that well. And I tell him all the time, you know, Bobby says you went to the Air Force Academy, so you should know
how
to make a bed.
He's a very high-functioning human being. If he wanted to do those things, he absolutely could.
I know.
I'm sure they probably got inspected to make their bed.
I feel like subconsciously, or I don't know how to say this, but somewhere in his brain, it's like his way of rebelling against all the times he had to have his room really, you know, high and tight, neat and clean, whatever you call it, because his dad was in the Air Force. Like, everything was always orderly. And so this is his way of rebelling.
Okay.
So I let him. And then I closed the drawer behind him.
He probably never lets you do anything that's...
I'm tidy.
Right. Yeah. Coming up at 20 after next hour, your chance to win an awesome trip. All you have to do is know the secret sound that we play. And so we're going to send you off to Live in the Vineyard. It's a lot of stuff. You're going to go wine, food, music in Napa Valley. We're going to send you there. You're going to see Kelsey Ballerini. You're going to see Avril Lavigne, Maddie and Tay, and Maren Morris. So much more. When you hear the sound, go to BobbyBones.com and enter for your chance to win. Right there, BobbyBones.com. We'll do that at 20 after next hour, so be listening there because anybody can win.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's this 10-year-old girl named Ryan. She's been in a wheelchair her entire life, and her elementary school has a, you know, field trip plan. They're going to a state park that's going to require a lot of hiking. So she wasn't going to be able to go, so her mom's thinking, I'm going to have to plan a special field trip just for her. But that's when one of the other teachers reached out and said, I know you have a special backpack you can strap on your back. I will be willing to strap it on and carry her the whole day. So the teacher strapped the kid to the back and hiked through the state park all day long.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, that's it right there. That's what this whole thing's about. There it is.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, coming up, a fantasy draft where we will be drafting Halloween candy. Your favorite Halloween candy. How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah?
I mean, gosh, but it's so hard to know what other people love.
That's why I don't chase it anymore. I'm just doing what I love. Because once I lost by doing clear butts, don't lose, or what I do?
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. And it's amazing and awesome. There's no way that is how you lost.
That's how I lost. But so I'm just following my own heart. So I will be going in my first pick. I don't have first overall, but first I'm going to go with dots. I'm just letting you guys know I'll be choosing dots first overall. Okay?
Well, okay.
Yeah, everybody good with that one?
Yeah,
go with your heart.
Bit-O-Honey.
I love Bit-O-Honey.
I'm deciding between dots or Bit-O-Honey is my first pick. So we will draft Halloween candy coming up. Now let's do the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call an iguana that thinks it's a dog?
What do you call an iguana that thinks he's a dog?
A reptile dysfunction.
That's funny, Bones.
Okay. If Eddie talked me into it, a reptile dysfunction instead of, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of you, you know.
That was the Morning Corny.
You got to let us know when you're doing PG-13 stuff.
I have another PG-13 one, too.
Go ahead. Hit me with it. It's Morning Corny after dark. Go ahead.
This one's one of those ones where I just say it back. You don't ask it, you know? So tequila may not fix your life.
Okay.
But it's worth a shot.
Okay, I would have cricketed that one, but that's not your one. But I would have cricketed. Ah, there it is.
No. You can use that out at the bar. Okay.
If you use that out at a bar, you're
going to
get
you.
Laughed at.
What?
And not
Why?
In the good way.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Are you
that's
serious?
The Morning Corny. Hit me with that outro, Raymundo.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for another secret sound, which you can win a trip to Napa, California. Is it called Napa Valley or?
Napa Valley. Okay. Yeah.
Your chance to win exclusive access to a private music event of the year live in the Vineyard. Performances by Maren Morris, Kelsey Ballerini, Maddie and Tay, Avril Lavigne. All we're going to do now is play a secret sound. You go to bobbybones.com, type it in. If you get it right, you only get one guess. If you do multiple guesses, we're going to kick you out of it. You get one guess. If you get it right, then we draw a winner of all the right people, and you get a trip every day.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to do yesterday's first? Let everybody know? Okay, here is yesterday's secret sound. Now, I incorrectly guessed that was a spray paint can. Someone shaking it up. What did you think it was?
I don't have a guess. Still don't.
Okay. What did you think it was?
Something gargling.
Play that again, Raymundo. I don't think it's gargling.
Like,
Is it like water going down a drain? Mike D, tell us what yesterday's secret sound was.
It was a coffee pot brewing.
Oh.
What?
Play that again, Raymundo. How does that sound?
Not like that, but okay.
I don't have a coffee pot in my house.
See, I guess me neither. We have a French press, so it doesn't make a noise.
Well, let us do today's secret sound. The one we're going to play here is all you have to do is go to bobbybones.com and type it in and win you a trip. All right, here we go. Raymundo? Okay.
Okay. I got it.
Let me write this one down and see if I get this one right. Let's see here. Give me a little thinking music, Raymundo. Mike D, is this right? If I were to guess this at bobbybones.com, would I win?
Uh-uh.
No,
that's not what I have at all.
Can I say it out loud then? I thought it was electric razor.
Yeah, that's what I guessed.
Mm-mm.
Play that again, Raymundo. I thought it'd be an electric razor.
What else could that be?
And you're
be?
Like doing your face with it. Huh.
That's not what you have, Amy?
Mm-mm.
All right, hit it again. If you know what that is, go to bobbybones.com. I've just eliminated one of the wrong answers. There's only 10 other million answers you can guess at this point. Bobbybones.com. Keyword rules. The only person with the real answer is Mike D, who's over there. The secret keeper.
Valuable information you have, Mike D.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why don't we play Jason Aldean, Rearview Town? We'll play this. We'll come back in a second. We still have to do our draft for today. Lunchbox went home, not feeling well, but we'll come back and do our draft.
So does that mean I'm back in?
No.
Okay.
I think it just means...
Did you see that joy in my face?
I think it just means there are fewer people on the draft today, right?
All right.
Because he can't finish last, so that means he's in the next one, too. I think we just do it with four people then, right? Ooh, man, okay.
You just took that joy off my face.
I know. Sorry, Eddie.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know, when kids are dealing with serious illnesses at the hospital, they're often moving around place to place. There are doctors to visit, operations to deal with. I can tell you, when I was in the hospital for a long time, I was shipped all over the place. Just room specialists. And so thanks to an effort at Children's Hospital of Michigan, the kids are now able to move around in style thanks to a donation of 6 mini Jeeps that have replaced gurneys and wheelchairs.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
The auto company Fiat Chrysler, which manufactures Jeeps, stepped up and donated 6 of these. And they're not like those little toy ones you get when you're 4. Mm-hmm. They're actually a little bigger and cooler.
Yeah.
Almost like a 4-wheeler. Not quite, but almost to that level. So not surprisingly, the toys have been a big hit, helping both children and parents be less frightened about all that medical stuff going on. So I thought it was pretty cool. I wanted to give a shout out to them. And I thought the story was good enough to share here. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
See the story about that woman whose iPhone was found at the bottom of a river after 15 months and it worked?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Do we believe this? 15 months.
I mean, I guess. Why wouldn't we believe it?
I know, because mine was in the pool for like 30 seconds.
It didn't work.
No, it wouldn't even charge after that. I had an iPhone X, my dog. He's like 4 months old. It's a bulldog. They don't swim very well anyway. He goes into the pool. I jump in, save his life. And my phone was in my pocket because I had jeans on. And then I plugged it in and it wouldn't even work. But a woman who lost her cell phone in June 2018 in a South Carolina river got a surprise when a diver found it and it still worked. Erica Bennett dropped her iPhone in the Edisto River while she was out with her family. We got done with the river float, gathered all our belongings, and it just fell out. We didn't even notice it. So they couldn't find it, but a diver ended up finding it. They pulled it out. And they pulled the SIM card out because they were just wanting the text and the pictures from it.
Yeah.
And the SIM card still worked too.
Oh, wow.
Which is nutty to hear. What was that airplane story?
Well, there was a pilot flying over somewhere, and I guess who knows what kind of aircraft it was, but as to where he could have his phone out taking footage of over where he was flying, you know, out like a little window or something, and dropped the phone, and it landed in a farm, and the farmer's out there working one day and found the phone and was able to get it back to the pilot. Like, what are the odds of that?
What was he doing taking pictures of the iPhone out the window of a plane, though? Isn't that weird, though?
No, not if you're depending on the scenery or what you're trying to capture. I mean, I don't know. Like, check this out. Look down below.
You can just stick your arm out the window of an airplane?
We do roll it down?
How I do think you do depending that? On what kind of plane it is, yeah. I mean,
can you like do barrel rolls?
Like a biplane, you don't even have.
Yeah, I'd for sure do a selfie. I was going to get on a Delta flight last week, Delta or Southwest, and I heard the pilot go, you can get up in the front and take pictures, like a selfie in the cockpit. Just somebody random. Is that a thing?
No way.
I guess if.
But if that were you, wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I could ask for that. Mike, did we look that up and see if you can ask? I would ask one of the pilots if I could get up and take a picture in the cockpit.
I guess it doesn't hurt.
They always do like kids.
I know, but you're...
Yeah, you're not a kid.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
They also, when Stevenson flies, my son, they give him a little like pin that's like wings to wear. Do you want that too?
No. I just want to get up there and take a picture.
Forget the wings.
That would be awesome. Here are the biggest songs in country music right now. At number 3, Matt Stell, Prayed for You.
Every single day before I knew your name, I couldn't see your face, but I prayed for you.
At number 2, Dierks Bentley, Livin'.
Some days you're living.
That was last week's number 1, by the way. And your number 1 song this week is from Chris Lane, I Don't Know About You.
What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse say.
Yeah, good for him.
So good.
Yeah, good for him. Biggest top 40 song. Don't play it yet, Raimundo. It's Truth Hurts from Lizzo. Amy, go ahead, sing it.
Oh, I know it.
Go ahead.
I need the beat, though.
No. It's just, can you sing it?
Truth Hurts? No, I can't.
Is that, why men gotta be, doesn't be great? Is that
truth
that song?
Truth Hurts on its own, yeah, gotta be like.
Why men great,
till they gotta be great.
Don't text me, tell it straight to my face.
And then your number 1 alternative song is Lana Del Rey, Due in Time. Yeah. But this is
a
Sublime. No, it's, I think it's just a Sublime song from back. It's not a sample.
Oh, she just redid it.
Right.
I think that was a sample of something, and that's how we know it.
Sublime.
So this
doing
is a
time?
Third generation sample.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mike D, would you look that up for me?
Oh, that's not a Sublime
you don't believe
original.
Me?
Well, you would know it from that. That song, the Sublime goes, "Doing time, and the living's easy."
I know. I had the CD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ella Fitzgerald, I think.
Yeah.
So
that would be the original.
But that one was just called "Summertime," and that was slower. That was "Summertime, and the living's easy." Fish are jumping. I don't know, dude. I don't think it doesn't seem like it's exactly the same.
So what's Lana Del Rey's song
I think
called?
Those two are the same. But I think they took that Ella Fitzgerald, that one line and that one melody, and they made it to a whole song.
Sounds cool.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that sounds cool. Anyway, those are your biggest songs in country music.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jake Owen.
Here he is. Hey, man.
What's up, dude?
Well, I saw this share mention to you because you did that song Believe. I just kind of want to talk to you about it. I got a few things to talk to you about if you got a few minutes.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
All right, let's go with this first song. Play me a clip of Believe, Raymundo. This is Jake Owen doing Believe here. Believe in life after love. So, Cher tweeted this. Just heard Jake Owen's version of Believe. It was so heartfelt. When I was a young mom, Grandpa, Uncle Mickey, and I would sit around and sing. Mick and Grandpa played guitar. First song I learned was Hey Good Looking. Never Want to Lose Family's Roots. Grandpa's guitar still makes me cry. What do you think about that when Cher tweets that?
That was pretty special. It was brought to my attention by a friend of mine the other night when she tweeted that, and I kind of just sat there for a second and thought, wow, to think, you know, music travels like that, just her ears. And also, you know, like in this world right now where people are out, you know, what is country music, what isn't country music? It was really kind of flattering for me to know that she kind of gave the thumbs up of approval on that, and everyone actually that heard it as well thought that it was kind of great to kind of throw the country side of things kind of on it, put some ingredients of that in there. So it was kind of special, man.
So Jake Owen's got something called Sounds from Soundcheck, which, and we're going to play this song coming up in a second, where he does Believe from Cher. Mm-hmm. It's so good. But I got a few things I want to talk about. Question number one, as I wrote these down last night, Jake, are you officially growing your hair out again?
Yeah, man, but I'm going to be honest with you, because I was, you know, open up to you a lot. I've been struggling with it lately, man. I'm in that in-between stage where it's like, I've got to cut this. I got to cut it. And then when I cut it, then I want to grow back again. So I think I'm going to stick it out for a little bit and then see if I can keep getting away with it. My mom calls me like every other week and tells me I look terrible and I need to cut it. It makes me look older and whatever. But, hey, I've got it right now, so I'm gonna keep it going.
All right, Jake Owen on with us right now. I saw on your Instagram you brought your daughter Paris, who's 5 months old, on stage. Now, how often does she come out on the road?
Well, today is actually, it marks her 5 months, and she comes out, you know, as much as she can for being that little. It's a little tough traveling with her at this stage, but that was the first time I brought her out, kind of holding her. And when Pearl was a little girl, she's 7 almost now. I did the same thing. I have a picture of her holding her on stage. We were in Nebraska, and she was wearing this Cornhuskers jersey, and it's moments like that, you know, you gotta make sure you cherish those little moments because they grow up fast.
I saw that you went to the Friend movie premiere, which is the movie that you're in. You told us about a long time ago. It was at the Toronto Film Festival, which, by the way, I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes. It's almost 80% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, so people are loving this movie. What did you get to do in the scenes like of your movie? Were you happy with it?
Yeah, I was really happy when I sat down there at TIFF because I didn't know what to expect. Because, you know, outside of filming my parts, I'd read the script, but I didn't, you know, you're not watching the whole thing until it's put together. So really when everybody sees it for the first time there when they debut it at the Toronto Film Festival, it was my first time seeing it too. So I was really, really moved by the story. That's the whole reason I did it in the first place. But as far as my parts went, you'll see in there, there's a scene I won't give away, but my first experience as a so-called actor was a one-on-one moment with Casey Affleck. And it was just pretty wild because I met him for the first time 5 minutes before that. And the next minute I know I was in a pretty intense scene. So it was pretty cool to watch it back. It's like listening to music though. When you see yourself on TV like that or camera or hear your music, as much as you want to like it, you're like, there's something about it. You just pick apart, you know? So I thought it was cool, though. I'm excited for everybody to see it, and that's good to know. I did not know that about the Rotten Tomatoes, but that's pretty solid.
Any truth to the rumor that there is Jake Owen full frontal nudity in this movie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I let it literally all hang out, so just get ready for that one.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, you heard it here.
I'm kidding.
Print that, everybody. Yeah, print that one. We got Jake Owen on. I originally wanted to call him because I thought the version of the song was so good, and I'm going to play it now. By the way, have you ever met Cher?
I've never met Cher, no. And actually, the whole reason the song came about was, I think it's important to say, my guitar player, it was during like the whole Gay Pride Month and everything. My guitar player, Lucas, is openly homosexual. And we've all embraced it. In my band, we've got everything from black, white, gay, you name it, man. I've always been around about just embracing everyone and living life and loving it, man. And so we were just sitting around laughing about, you know, the different songs of, like, Pride Month. And we started jamming in a backstage dressing room on Believe, Share. We looked it up on the internet. It was, like, the number one Pride song. And so we did it, and we put it out. It was kind of, like, see if people liked it. And there was such an overwhelming response to it. And that was actually at the same time, too, there was a lady who kind of told me she would never come to my shows anymore because I supported something like that. And I just don't like someone to tell me that. It, like, fires me up even more. So we went ahead and we put that out, and I'm really proud of it. And I'm proud to stand up for my friends and proud to just, you know, spread love in a world that I think needs it more than anything. So
there he is. There he is, Jake Owen. All right. The Bobby Ball Show. You know, earlier we did the Halloween candy draft.
Yes.
And our video producer, Eddie, said that when he was a kid, his dad made him take their candy to get x-rayed.
That's one of my memories of being a kid, is like we spent Halloween night at the emergency room in the hospital while they x-rayed our candies. And we were like, all right, everything's okay. Because it was during that time of when they said there were needles in all the candies.
That's true. It was terrifying.
And I guess the local news said, families, if you want to be careful, go to the hospital and get it x-rayed. And so my dad fell for it.
So you sent the bag to the x-ray machine?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Dude, there were a lot of people there, I remember.
Wow.
And we would just give them our candy bags, and they would put them through the x-ray machine, and then we'd get it back. You're good.
Did they find it? I bet you they weren't even really doing it.
No, never.
Because I can't remember of a story, because it's always the urban legends. Needles inside of candy. And I would look it up, and they would say there's really been like one or two ever where they found a razor blade in something.
Right.
Like in the history of candy. Because Morgan number two said in the draft today she would have picked these, what?
Popcorn balls.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, but they stopped doing them because people would put like poison or bad things in them.
That's not true, though. I think you just heard that.
They also said like don't eat the candies that are wrapped up where it looks like they could easily unwrap it or whatever. Or like if it's sealed, you're okay. Everything else, don't do it.
And not only did they put the needle, but wasn't the needle infected with a disease or something?
Probably.
You guys read too much. You guys let that stuff spread around as a kid. You should go to, hey, Morgan number two, go to Snopes.
What
and
is
see
that?
If there were ever needles in candy on Halloween. It's where you see if stuff's real or not.
Really, yeah. Snopes.
It's where you fact check.
It'll tell you false or
yeah, it'll
true.
Say if the thing really happened or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go back, go vote at bobbybones.com and hop in and see whose candy draft was the best today. Go ahead, Morgan, number two.
So poison, no. There's no documentation of poison.
But according to your town, they are all over.
Yeah, apparently.
Go ahead.
And pins and needles and razor blades have occasionally been found in trick-or-treaters' loots over the years.
Oh, go ahead, read more.
And every year, multiple reports. So for overall, no poison, but yes, two razor blades, pins and needles have been found in Halloween candy.
Say how many?
No. It just says it's been found in trick-or-treaters' bags over the years.
I bet that's after the fact that people were like, heard the news and they're like, fine, I'll do it once.
Or like someone that puts a hair in their food once they get it so they can get a deal?
Correct.
Okay. Well, vote at bobbybones.com.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I have accidentally had 4 shots of espresso this morning.
I sort of hear it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I was just getting 1 shot of espresso.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like it, but I was like, I'm hurting a little bit. And then I had like a chai latte with 1 shot until I look at the labels and there were 2 in each of them. And now I'm like, fire, fire, ah!
I'm kind of jealous.
I don't like this feeling.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm a little on it today. But Morgan number two has a segment called Food World that she's going to do now. Here we go.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
Enlighten just dropped a whole brand of keto-friendly ice cream bars as part of their keto collection.
I am doing somewhat keto. I'd say mostly keto, unless it's an accident. I'm not living with a guide or, you know, but I'm there.
Living with a guide?
Well, a lot of my friends that do keto live by a strict set of rules, and they look things up, and they're like, oh, can I have this? And I don't.
Yeah, you're just kind of keto.
No, I'm kind of rebel keto. That's what I call it.
Okay.
Keto without a cause.
Keto on the edge.
Yeah. And so, but I can't have ice cream because there's too much sugar in there. So now, okay, tell me what's up, Morgan number two.
So these ice cream bars come in like different flavors. They have marshmallow peanut butter, dark chocolate, peanut butter chocolate chip, and mint chocolate chip. and they're everywhere. You can basically buy them at any store, and they're perfectly keto approved.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well, I guess I'll check those out. There aren't a lot of options for good sugary things on keto.
Halo Top keto? Like
Raymundo, you tell me. Raymundo's the one who got me in this thing.
I'm guessing these new keto ice cream bars are fine. Halo probably's got the sugar in it. But guys, if we're eating everything, I'm sure it's not keto. I mean, it's a very specific thing that doesn't have sugar and doesn't have carbs. That's when you'll know when you're not eating carbs and sugar.
It tastes too good. You're like, this can't be keto.
That's what I do. If it tastes too good, I'm like, this can't be keto. That's my guide. Keto on the edge. That's my guide. If it tastes too good, it's probably not what I'm supposed to be doing. That's life, though. If it feels too good, you probably shouldn't be doing it. Right?
I don't know. I'm not trying to be kind and keep. I don't know. I mean,
no, I'm talking
about
life. That's life. If it feels too good, you probably shouldn't be doing it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's the whole life.
Yeah, it pretty much life, is. But. General rule. All right, we're done. Amy, what's up today?
Today, I have to go see my dentist because I'm getting a new mouth guard.
Why? So. What's up with your old one?
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but my teeth grew. I don't know. Something's too tight to where when I remove it in the morning, it's hard to get out. Like I have to struggle to remove it. And then my teeth are super sore. So I think, I don't know what happened, but it's time for me to get a new one, which my husband hates my mouth guard, but.
I've had to get a new one before. I think your mouth just weirdly adjusts.
Yeah.
Like we're getting older. Our bodies are all, they're closing shop.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Your hunch when you walk now?
Yeah,
like that, that only happened recently.
I know. What do you have today?
I'm going to speak at Missouri State University tonight. So I have an hour speech I'm going to do and a book signing. And so I'm going to go do that. And I'll be back tonight. I'm going to go speak and then come back tonight as well. But I'm pretty excited about that. I have new teleprompters that I invested in.
So fancy.
First time I get to use them. They're like those presidential ones that are clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just doing so much speaking and then writing new speeches for many things that I couldn't remember the whole speech if I wrote it new for a specific event. So I invested in these presidential teleprompters. Maybe a sign of things to come. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Foreshadowing.
That's what I'm saying. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you on Wednesday's show. Appreciate you. Check out the show's Instagram at Bobby Bones Show. You can follow us over there, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Bye, guys.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.